exchange for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 3:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, some good news. That earlier incident, 15 north of Flamingo, has just cleared within the last 5 minutes. Still getting some moderate flows that direction. Interstate 15 north at Spring Mountain, south 15 at Sahara. Heavy volumes on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Green Valley. You'll tap the brakes there. Those lane restrictions continue. That is Pecos at the 215. New incident, a vehicle fire. That's on the 515 northbound at Las Vegas Boulevard near the Spaghetti Bowl. The center and right lanes are blocked in that one. And road work tonight on the 15 north at Star Avenue. The off-ramp closes at 9.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. High school football coaches across the state of Nevada have put together a proposal, and they have formally sent it to the Nevada Interscholastic Activities Association as they try to find a way to play high school football coming up this fall. Under this proposal, there would be a 7-game, 6-week schedule that could begin on September 25th. The playoffs would then be cut in half to allow for one less round, and the season would get over by the end of November. There is also a contingency plan in this as well, that if the coronavirus pandemic made conditions unplayable, they could play in the spring with the season beginning on February 15th. This Sports Flash driven by Jeep, brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Hey, save that bee. We need him.
Did you know pollinators are more than just honeybees? Did you know 1 in 3 bites of food is made possible by pollinators? That's why Prairie View A&M Cooperative Extension is planting for pollinators this summer. Design your own pollinator garden. Take photos and share. Visit agnearme.com. That's agnearme.com to download our pollinator garden guide today. Let's get planting.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, or online at finleyacura.com. Vegas strong.
My son is 10. He has brain tumor, and he's fighting for his life. We are so amazed by St. Jude. We don't have to pay, and we don't have to worry. This really helps us so much. I really respect people who donate. Tommy can have a second chance. We as a family can have a second chance. So I'm very grateful.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
On this Monday afternoon. Good to have you with us. Great to be a part of your ride home from the office to your next sales place. Good to have you with us. Victor Jake's joining us. Victor, I want to ask you about this whole Jesus Jara thing. You got the governor, the Joni Ebert, the superintendent, state superintendent of schools, essentially calling Jesus Jara a liar. Didn't use the word lie, but misrepresent. Used all the synonyms. Can you talk a little bit about where we are in this drama? We'll talk a little bit later with Alexandra Appleton from the RJ, who covers education. But you spend a lot of time
a lot of column inches talking about, talking about education. Where are we in this deal? I've been told by at least one very close observer that they need four votes to oust Jesus Jara, but they don't yet have a meeting. Do you know where we are on this? Hello, Scott. We had Scott, or Victor Jakes, rather, and we lost.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's all right.
I think that, you know, they don't have a meeting scheduled, but I don't think they have the fourth vote. So, you know, Jara's kind of had support of four to five trustees, and until he loses those trustees, I think he's going to be safe. And really, everything that happened here is all about finger pointing. And I've not been the biggest Jara fan, but I mean, really, what's happening here is Sisolak hasn't liked Jara ever since last session, when Jara had to point out that Sisolak's budget doesn't contain enough money to pay for the raises that Sisolak wanted, and Sisolak really just used this as an opportunity to try and get somebody fired that he doesn't like. And you know, I have zero doubt that the person Sisolak would like to replace Jara with is Joni Ebert, the state superintendent. So I just, you know, I talk about cynical politics. I mean, that's exactly what this looked like to me. It was just very cynical politics.
But my question is, if indeed Jesus Jara is not replaced, they've got a major challenge ahead just more than a month away. August 24, they're going to reopen the schools. They're going to have 2 days on, you know, brick and mortar learning, 3 days of online learning, and a lot of challenges. I mean, with the legislature, with parents, and how does this man go forward, Jesus Jara, when he doesn't have, well, and nobody trusts him.
Well, I mean, you just move forward because you're the person the board has hired, and you have, you know, what authority you have. And I mean, a lot of it is just very political. I mean, the administrators union came out against him because, remember last summer, you know, Jara got rid of the deans at all the middle school and high schools, and so they've had it out for him. And again, I mean, I just want to say, I mean, I think Jara was wrong to get rid of the deans. I think Jara has been, you know, wrong about a lot of things, but you know, The big problems in education, you know, don't stem from Jara's decision making. In fact, the biggest problems is that he doesn't get to make enough decisions. That so much of the money is spoken for, and that the union has first claim on the money. And so, you know, he wanted to go in and raid these individual school budgets, which is again a terrible idea. And you know, the district should not have supported it. He should not have supported it. But the reason he needs that money is because he's got these union contracts that he's got to pay, and they don't have the money to pay it. And so, you know, you got to look at the root cause and not just, you know, he's basically the fall guy because the superintendent's always the fall guy. And you just have to notice. I mean, you go from Dwight Jones, you know, pick of the business community, you go to Pat Skorkowski, pick of the unions, you know, you go to Jara, the outsider, they've all failed. These are not just, I mean, it's not just, oh, we got the one bad person out of 1,000 three times in a row. They are set up to fail. You cannot be a successful school district administrator here. You are being set up as the fall guy just because you don't have the authority with the way Nevada does collective bargaining.
Again, Victor Jenks joining us, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So even with credibility shredded, Jara is simply going to have to proceed on. I mean, he's simply going to have to try and gain the trust of all these different entities who don't trust him, who call him a liar.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference between kind of what happens on the political level and what happens on the governance level. I mean, the problem is that even if he leaves, how is that the best for kids? I mean, you've got a month to go before just basically what's going to be a completely lost school year, and now you're going to throw the uncertainty of having a new administrator in charge. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. This year is going to be tough enough as it is. You know, everyone basically should, you know, not look for the opportunity to stab the guy in the back, but, you know, try and figure out what we do. His contract up is the end of the school year. If you don't want to renew it, don't renew it. But, I mean, again, it's so funny because it's like I don't agree with a lot of stuff that Jara does, but I just think he's getting blamed for things that are just not his responsibility. And, you know, his job is to stand up to the Administrators Union. So you're always going to have the Administrators Union upset. And his job is to stand up to the Teachers Union. I wish he would stand up a little more to the Teachers Union. So, you know, the fact that some people are getting upset at him, I don't take as just, you know, just a sign that he's doing a bad job. In different circumstances, it'd be the sign he's doing a good job.
I want to ask you your column on the RJ website right now, why Sisolak shouldn't shut down again. And I guess my question is, make the case, if you can, for not shutting us down again. The numbers keep going up. Have you seen any change in the numbers? They're going down drastically, and so that's a good sign.
No, I mean, I think the numbers are still very concerning. I talk about that in my column. It's spreading quickly, and so I think there's a difference between, you know, do I think people should be personally concerned, and should the state get shut down? I think there's an important difference there. And the point I try and make in the column is that, you know, look, having the state shut down has unintended effects on health in terms of deaths of despair, in terms of, you know, people losing their jobs, losing their livelihood. It's not just about, people are trying to make money. It's like people are trying to survive. They're trying to provide better opportunities for their kids. You look at education. You look at a lost year of learning for low-income kids. I mean, you are literally setting these kids back for decades of their life because you don't want them to go to school. And unless the hospital system is threatened to the point of getting overwhelmed, when you have a very complex situation with lots of variables that people will weigh differently, and some people will say, oh, I care about my health most of all. Some people will say, well, you know, I'll take a chance on my health a little bit if it preserves my business. You got to let individuals make those decisions. You can't just be the government and say, well, I know best. No, the government does not know best. We live in a free country for a reason. It's so that people can make judgments based on the things that they value and set their own priorities. And that means you have to live with the consequences. And when there is a very serious virus going around, that could mean, it's serious injury, hospital stays, or even death. But we've got to trust people to make the decisions that are best for them and not just impose a one-size-fits-all mandate from the government.
So, Victor, what happens? The numbers keep going up. And by the way, are the numbers going up or down, or are they flattening out, or can you give me a...
I think today, you know, the testing from yesterday, we were under 1,000 positive cases for the first time in, I think, 5 days or 6 days. But we seem to be right around there, you know, 1,000 positive cases a day with a pretty high percentage of positive tests. But there was only one death. And deaths do lag, but we've been high for a couple of weeks, and you would expect, you know, if the death rate was the same as it was back in March, we would have hit it by now. And so I think what we're seeing is kind of what we expected is, you know, we reopened. There's more spread. People who are at lower risk seem to be, you know, getting it more. We've got more effective treatments for people who are at higher risk. The Sun Belt states are getting hit hard. And maybe it's the AC. Maybe it's something we don't know about. So it is. It's certainly going through the state right now. If you are in a high risk group, I would urge you to take every precaution and act accordingly. But again, I think that needs to be a person's decision, not the government's decision.
There you go, Victor. You have a great rest of your week. Thanks so much, man. I always appreciate it, and we'll be reading your stuff in the RJ in the rest of the week. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Kevin.
There you have it, Scott Hammond, State Senator. I'm sorry, Victor Jakes. Coming up, Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. He will join us next. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Affect you. But as we address the how, we also have to know that we're addressing the why, and I think that's going to be critical in order for us to turn the page.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of real water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your real water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the real water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Less is more. This is true of the 2020 Range Rover Evoque. With dramatic styling and unparalleled capability, the Range Rover Evoque offers much more than you would expect from a compact SUV. And with 0% interest currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, it's never been a better value. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour is brought to you by Bye Bye Fungus Antifungal Serum. It is so unique, so effective, that a patent's been issued by the U.S. government. Call 800-258-3635. The number again, 800-258-3635. Say bye-bye fungus and hello sandals. Another sandals day, by the way, in Southern Nevada. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ. I loved what the president did over the weekend, spending an hour with Chris Wallace. And by the way, I think the not-so-veiled threat or challenge, if you will, to Joe Biden was, hey, you sit down for an hour and be grilled by Chris Wallace and see how you come out. And let people judge them side by side. That, to me, is the best way to do it. For instance, the president was challenged by Chris Wallace on the coronavirus, increased testing, according to the president. He's sticking with that. And, the numbers keep going up. This was Donald Trump yesterday on Fox News Sunday.
A lot of people say this is because we don't have a national plan. You talk about states. We don't have a national plan. Do you take responsibility for that?
Look, I take responsibility always for everything because it's ultimately my job, too. I have to get everybody in line. Some governors have done well. Some governors have done poorly. They're supposed to have supplies. They didn't have. I supplied everybody. Now we have somewhat of a surge in certain areas, and in other areas we're doing great. But we have a surge in certain areas. But you don't hear people complaining about ventilators. We've got all the ventilators we can use. We're supplying them to other countries. We go out into parking lots and everything. Everybody gets a test. We find if we did half the testing. With all of that being said, I'm glad we did it. This is the right way to do it. I'm glad we did what we're doing. But we have more tests by far than any country in the world.
But, sir, testing is up 37%.
Well, that's 30, good.
I understand. Cases are up 194%. It isn't just the testing has gone up. It's that the virus has spread. The positivity rate has increased. There,
many
the
of
virus
those
is
cases,
worse than it was.
Many of those cases are young people that would heal in a day. They have the sniffles, and we put it down as a test. Many of them, don't forget, I guess it's like 99.7%. People are going to get better, and in many cases, they're going to get better very quickly. We go out and we look, and then on the news, look, if you go back to the news, all of your, even your wonderful competitors, you'll see cases are up. Well, cases are up. Many of those cases shouldn't even be cases. Cases are up because we have the best testing in the world, and we have the most testing. No country has ever done what we've done in terms of testing. We are the envy of the world, they call, and they say the most incredible job anybody's done is our job on testing. Because we're going to very shortly be up to 50 million tests. You look at other countries, they don't even do tests. They do tests if somebody walks into the hospital, they're sick. They're really sick. They test them then, or they'll test them in a doctor's office. But they don't go around and have massive areas of testing, and we do. And I'm glad we do, but it really skews the numbers.
That's the president yesterday on Fox News Sunday. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is a Monday. A brand new week on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Optimize performance and capability and contemporary looks. This perfectly describes the 2020 Range Rover Velar. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
This is the Long-Term Care Minute. According to the Alzheimer's Association, over 5.5 million Americans over age 65 are living with Alzheimer's. Considering the fact that every 68 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and the average cost of long-term care is approaching $7,000 monthly. What should somebody with Alzheimer's do to prepare? For some advice, we called on long-term care expert and advisor, Scott Lehi. So, Scott, what should our listeners do?
Well, quite simply, we recommend people get a free copy of my book, Tax-Free Money for Long-Term Care, where they will learn about little-known laws and techniques that allow them to create tax-free money to pay for long-term care, even if they already have Alzheimer's. Give me a call right now. The next 30 listeners will receive a free copy of my book.
To get a free copy of Scott's book, call 888-716-6066. That's 888-716-6066. This has been the Long-Term Care Minute.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget, this hour brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Coming up on the show, we're going to get first-person testimony on what went down during the 12-day, 31st special session of the Nevada legislature. Did they really fix what was wrong with a $1.2 billion shortfall in the budget? And on whose back did they fix this problem? That's going to be the ultimate question of who is it that's going to end up bearing the brunt of this? Is it going to be regular folks like you and me, or is it going to be the state employees? That would be a good place to begin. They were going to have one furlough day a month. I think they ended up with one for 6 months. Yeah, this is bizarre what is going on in Carson City. But we'll find out from Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. That's all coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Monday on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ. Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated.